Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to For Physicians Only. I am your host, Kimberly Palm, healer to the doctors. I started this program as a resource for all types of physicians, from MDs and NDs and DOs to veterinarians and dentists, to go to get information to help you all with every aspect of your personal life, medical practice, finances, and profession. On each of these podcasts, I'm interviewing guest experts in the medical industry who can help all physicians with all their personal, financial, and medical practice needs. All listeners are encouraged to call into my show with your questions. And on a personal note, I have the only comprehensive coaching program in North America to help physicians in every area of their personal life and medical practice. To find out more about me and my program for physicians, or to receive a free consultation or contact me, you can just visit my website, which is www.healertothedoctors.com. And Healer to the Doctors is spelled with a T-O. And that's healertothedoctors.com. So today, my guest is the wonderful Mrs. Susie Garcia. Susie is an award-winning dietitian who helps people to address better food habits and healthier living. Susie is creating a culture of empowered eaters with her vision to inspire and empower everyone she meets to lead a healthier lifestyle. Susie is the founder and owner of Nutrition for Your Lifestyle in the San Francisco Bay Area and provides international consulting services to individuals and businesses. Susie is number one international best-selling author, speaker, and nutrition expert, and is the co-author of Psych to Be Skinny and Start Right Marketing. Susie has appeared on ABC, CBS, and Fox affiliate television stations, NPR affiliate radio, internet radio, and filmed over 20 healthy cooking videos for eHow.com. She is a nutrition subject matter expert for the recently launched app HIQ, Health IQ, a Silicon Valley startup on a mission to increase the health literacy of the world. Susie's VIP coaching program for doctors is designed to improve energy levels, performance, and productivity. For more info on Susie, you can also visit her website, which is http://thesusiegarcia.com. Or I guess you can just put in thesusiegarcia.com and that should come up. And you can also find her contact info on my Blog Talk Radio page. So, Susie, welcome to For Physicians Only. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Kimberly. Thanks so much for having me as a guest. I'm really excited to be reaching more people with a message of health and wellness. It's fantastic.
Cool. I am so glad that you're here because this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart, which is the fact of empowering doctors to be healthy healers. We both know that the doctors can sometimes have an issue with that. And in fact, I love the biblical phrase, doctor, heal thyself. And I even put it up on my website. It's up on my my bio page on my website. But the truth is that physicians put their job and their patients first, and then they put themselves last. They're working a lot of long hours. Some of them, at least I know my mother, when she worked in the hospital, was working 12-hour back-to-back shifts. And I know there's a lot of doctors that work like that. And, you know, they really burn themselves out, but they don't take very good care. They're eating a lot of fast food. They're eating a lot of junk food. Some of them don't even eat at all. They're skipping meals. They just don't take care of themselves. And I see a lot of doctors that are overweight or have health issues. So Susie, what challenging health problems do you think that physicians may have as a result of lack of self-care?
Gosh, you know, obviously everything that they're probably treating their clients for, but I think overreaching, what I find with physicians is their biggest problem is time, because they don't take that time to take care of themselves. And it kind of falls into that odd category of, well, I know what to do, but I just need to do it. And I think there's a little bit of that you know, I'll get to it next week. I'll get to it the next day. And just, you know, and those types of things, they are going to catch up with you. And as a physician, they know it, but, and I'll say this to my clients, you know, you don't feel your arteries clogging. So, you know, if you twist your ankle walking, you're going to feel that. But if you're not eating well, you don't feel that impact of what's going on inside you. And so I think
that's
sometimes
so
it's just easy. It's just easy to blow it off.
Yeah, definitely. That's really true. And I think they get caught up in the moment of what they're doing. You know, they're just so busy. You know, and they're giving the same advice to their patients. They're telling them to eat well, especially if they're a cardiologist. I've seen a lot of unhealthy cardiologists, and it's amazing that they can be that way. But they're so busy that I just don't think that they even think about it. They're just really caught up in what they're doing.
Well, and there's also, you know, there's stress, and
yeah,
people react to stress differently. So, you know, if it might be smoking, you know, you get that little buzz from your cigarette. And so that's something that, you know,
right,
any person, you know, convinces themselves, oh, well, I need this because it helps relieve stress. Or eating, where you're just mindlessly putting food in your mouth and not even thinking about it.
I actually have been guilty of that myself. When I'm feeling stressed, which I don't feel stressed very often because I'm a stress management expert, and that's what I teach physicians to do, is manage stress. But once in a while, I will feel stressed, and when I do, I go for the chocolate. I start stuffing my face with lots of chocolate, or I eat cookies, especially chocolate chip cookies, anything with chocolate in it, really. So I think that's a typical way to medicate yourself, you know, with food. A lot of people medicate themselves with food.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Susie, what are some tips for doctors to deal with these challenges? What are some tips that you can give them?
I have two, and they both are related to time. And so it's two tips relating with 2 hours. So the first one is to nourish your body within 2 hours after you get up. So that's eating breakfast. And what I find with busy people, especially physicians, is that they run out the door and they don't bother to eat, and then all of a sudden it's lunchtime, and you know, they maybe skip that meal like you were talking about. But instead of feeling like you have to eat the second that you get up, if you just give yourself that window of say, okay, I've got to nourish my body within 2 hours of waking up, and that might be that you make a protein drink the night before, and then they can just grab it and drink it as they're driving into the office. It might be that they talk to somebody in their office. Most physicians will have staff, you know, assistants. You know, maybe that's part of what they help out with is, you know, pick up breakfast. And maybe that's something that they can treat the entire office to, and you find a place that has some healthier options, you know, some egg white omelets or something like that. But just taking that intention of I've got to get something in my system within 2 hours, and there's lots of great protein drinks, lots of great protein bars, so that something will be sustaining. So that's 2 hours in the morning, and then you do the same thing in the evening. Make sure that you have at least 2 hours from the time you eat before you go to bed. So after a long day, sometimes dinner gets a little bit late. You know, really look at your schedule, because you don't want to be eating at 10 o'clock and then going to bed at 10:30, because then every single thing that you've eaten is simply going to turn to fat. And you're going to have trouble sleeping, you're going to have trouble digesting your food. There's just a lot of things that can happen when you're eating really late, or maybe dinner is at a normal time, but there's that snack habit. Again, doesn't mean that you can't have some type of snack, but give yourself that 2 hours. So the 2 hours on either end of the day are my two tips.
That's
I love that tip. My husband's really obsessed with staying healthy. He exercises continuously, does P90X, and, you know, he's like going on 53 and looks like he's 20, you know, his body, because he takes really good care of himself. But he actually yells at me about making sure I have dinner ready early, because he doesn't like eating dinner late because of the fact of what you said, that if you go to sleep within a few hours of eating, it all turns to fat. And he's totally all about not letting anything turn into fat. So I always have to have the dinner, you know, ready at a specific time. But I really love your idea that you just shared about having an office assistant have breakfast for them, because there's a lot of times doctors are in a hurry and they're running into the office. And, you know, if you have staff or personnel, you know, working with you, that you can call them ahead from the car and say, hey, I'm, you know, running late into work this morning. Can you run out? Can you order whatever? Can you run out and get me a smoothie from Jamba Juice, or, you know, something like that, or a protein shake or a protein bar, or, you know, anything like that. I think that's a great idea. I like that idea, you know, utilizing, delegating your stuff to other people. That's important.
Right.
So, go ahead.
Well, and I was just saying, it could be a perk for your staff too. You know, what that cost of breakfast for three people.
Definitely. So I created a program that's called the P Stress Management System. I have it actually registered with the government. And the P and the P actually stands for physical stress. And part of physical stress includes poor diet, lack of exercise, lack of proper nutrition, you know, vitamin deficiencies, all that type of thing. So, Susie, you have a 5-step process that you use to help your VIP clients and physicians to manage their physical stress. Can you share with our audience a little bit about how you use the 5-step program to help your clients to get healthy?
Yes, I would love to. And so you have your PEACE acronym. Mine is HAPPY, because I really want people not only to be healthy, but that they're happy, and all of it ties together. And I think the more joy that you have in your life, the easier it is to have good health. So the acronym for HAPPY is, the H is healthy foods, A is for activity, P for planning and preparation, and that one's huge. That's what I spend the majority of my time on working with my VIP clients. The second P is for positive mindset, and that's really working with, you know, meditation or other types of practices that aren't directly related to the food you eat but make such a difference. And the Y stands for are amazing, and that's really wrapping everything up in the total health and wellness picture, where you're feeling great, vibrant vitality, and just really, you know, all of the areas of your life are fantastic. And so what I do with my clients is we'll start with the healthy foods and activity and start getting some new habits in place, like with the 2-hour suggestions. That might be what we work on for a couple of weeks, just to get that habit in place. And then we start adding small steps along the way. Some people are ready to just say, you know, I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sure you've heard that before. So they're just like, you know, I just want to make a whole bunch of changes all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've actually heard that frequently.
Yeah, and the thing with making those wide sweeping vast changes is they're hard to maintain if you go too far on the other end. I was actually talking to, I went to a Compassion Day at Facebook here in the Bay Area on Wednesday for part of Wisdom 2.0 week. And I was talking to one of their software engineers in from London, and he's a younger guy, and he was talking about how, well, if I just completely cut out the carbs and I just eat meat and vegetables, I can get really lean and I can see my six pack. He goes, but then I can't sustain it. And it's like, well, that's why you can't sustain it, because you're doing something that's too drastic that isn't normal. So part of that, those first 2 steps of the healthy foods and the activity, is really balancing that with your life. So it might be that you're doing a 5-minute basic little exercise plan every day so that you're at least doing something. And so, again, it's different for each person, but it's really important to not just get so crazy with all of your restrictions, because then you won't be able to sustain.
Right. Yeah. Now, you mentioned stuff like mindset, and you were talking about meditation, and that's kind of interesting because I'm actually a certified meditation instructor, and the kind of meditation I mainly use is mindfulness, which the American Medical Association endorses and says that it's better than drugs for healing anxiety and you know, mild depression. So that's actually what I use. Well, I use hundreds of tools when I work with physicians, literally hundreds, and it's different for everybody. You know, we base it on what their needs and what their interests are and that type of thing. But I think it's important to do. I think all of the steps that you have are great. I think that's wonderful. And I really think people need to make it like brushing their teeth. That's what I always tell my clients is when I'm teaching them tools and skills, and that's, you know, I'll give them like 1 to 3 minute kind of things to do, and I'll say this needs to be like brushing your teeth every day. It just needs to become a habit that you just do it, you know, every morning when you get up, you automatically, you know, sit and say a mantra, or every morning when you wake up, you automatically, you know, whatever it is, you know, automatically go for your juice drink, you know, whatever it is that they need to do, they need to make it like a regular habit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and that's what's so, you know, with the positivity and meditation and that collaboration, because, you know, my Energize Your Body 30-Day Jumpstart program, you contributed one of your stress management tools to my program. Because,
right.
You know, I want another expert to be able to also help my clients and, you know, get that, you know, additional third-party validation. And I love what you talked about brushing your teeth and those habits. So it might be, and I have one of my clients, he's a retired professor, so he is a doctor. And he's just like, oh, I just don't want to pick up those weights. Like, I don't want to do it. And I said, how about if you do 10 wall push-ups right after you brush your teeth every morning? So not only does it need to be like brushing your teeth, but maybe it's just right after you do it. So it's like, oh, okay, I'm brushing my teeth, and now I need to do 10 wall push-ups, and let me read these 10 affirmations. And just put it all in that same cycle.
Right. That's great. I love that. So Susie, as a healthcare professional, do you find that it's harder or easier to work with physicians?
Honestly, Kimberly, that's a great question. I think it's a little bit harder because there's because they do know. You know, they may not have the same training in nutrition as I do, because depending on which, you know, specialty they're in. But there's that, you know, when you know what to do and you're not doing it, sometimes there's just that little bit of stubbornness that makes you not really want to hear it. And sometimes it's, mm-hmm. you know, that combination of words that, you know, somebody else can come up with where you actually listen. So there is a little bit of a hurdle in the education piece that I do, especially around the healthy foods, because there's, you know, it's biochemistry, it's science, it's well-known
right.
stuff.
Right.
But just sort of, you know, relating it to food and moods and emotions and things like that, it is a little bit more of a challenge. But once we get through that, then they're actually very, very compliant and happy to have the help.
Yeah, I think part of that might be some ego, and part of it might be some pride. But I think a big part of that is what I call upper barrier limits, and that's actually something I work on with physicians and any client, is the limits to why they're not getting everything they want in their life. Why are they not happy, healthy, successful, wealthy every day of their life? It's because they have created limits. They're their own gatekeeper. They have these belief systems and limits and things they've created to keep them from doing what they're supposed to. So they know that they're supposed to eat a healthy diet, but, you know, you look at that and go, how's that working for you? You're not doing it. Why aren't you doing it? Well, that's usually an upper limit barrier. There's something they're creating there, like a block to their own success and their own health and their own happiness. And so that's something that I help work on, is removing those blocks that are keeping them from doing what they know they're supposed to be doing, and they're not doing it. You know, jumping over the hurdle, you called it a hurdle. Yeah, it's definitely, and for some people, it's a huge hurdle. In fact, for some people, it's a mountain. You know, it's not just a hurdle. So that's something I do with doctors is remove the mountain, you know, literally pulverize it and blow it to sand so that they can do whatever it is that they need to do to get healthy. I think all of us that are really busy, you know, I mean, I know I'm busy. I have three main jobs that I'm basically balancing or juggling right now, that every one of us struggles from time to time. So can you give the doctors who are listening today three tips that they can use for some time management when it comes to their health goals? I know that a lot of them are going to say, you know, I just don't have the time to keep a healthy lifestyle or diet. That's a big excuse. So what can you share with them that would be helpful?
Yeah, so, you know, the first tip is, like you were talking about, that you have three jobs. My first tip mm-hmm. is look at your health as part of your job. Because that's, again, that's part of the positive mindset. It's a mindset shift, so it doesn't happen automatically. But for me, if I'm telling my clients that they need to exercise and I'm sitting on my butt all day, then I'm not walking the walk. And so I think mm-hmm. making that positive, you know, whatever it is that you're doing or not doing because you have all of these excuses, start looking at it as part of your job. Again, it might just be a five-minute routine of stretching, but that mindset shift of making it part of your job is a really key time management tip, because then you can just say, oh, I have to go do this. So that's tip number one with time management. And with that, the second tip is to put it on your schedule. You know, every single business coach mm-hmm. in the whole world says if it's not scheduled, it doesn't get done. You know, if you're, you know, trying to rearrange your closet, or if you have, you know, medical billing to get out, whatever it is, if you don't put it on your schedule, it generally doesn't get done. And I schedule walks with friends. I schedule when I'm going to go to my exercise class. I'll schedule when I'm going to run and how far. And sometimes I might have to move it. You know, it might move an hour or two or something, depending on what comes up. But if it's on that schedule, then I know that I'm going to do it that day. So make the commitment to your activity or whatever it is for your job, start scheduling things, and that might include lunch, like we already talked about breakfast,
right?
You know, having your office person, but it might be that the physicians need to put an alarm to remind them to eat lunch so that they don't just get consumed with paperwork mm-hmm. or things like that, and make sure that they do it. So the third tip that I have as far as, you know, time management and things like that is look for easy solutions with deliveries. So there are,
okay.
and depending on where you are, I mean, here in the Bay Area, you know, we have so many options. You know, grocery stores deliver. There are apps that offer delivery service. There's a mm-hmm. company called TaskRabbit that'll, you know, you can hire somebody to go to the grocery store, pick stuff up. So,
wow.
A lot of times there are solutions that you can find that make your life easier, because, you know, time is money. So,
yep.
It, you know, and especially with my VIP clients, you know, they make a great living. The last mm-hmm. thing that they want to do is spend an hour walking up and down the grocery store shelves, aisles,
right.
and looking on the shelves and picking stuff out. But that's something that
right.
can just be automatic. You get your grocery list,
yep.
you can get your groceries delivered, it's done, you know, and so really looking for tools like that. And that's part of what I do when I work with my VIP clients, is I help them find those options in the city that they're in, and, you know,
oh,
get that
great.
On the schedule. You know, I would help them if it's, you know, we were talking about, you know, breakfast, having the staff order that, you know,
right.
I would direct the staff on, okay, this is what you need to order, this is what you need to have. And so I kind of do that for them so they don't have to worry about
mm-hmm.
it. But it's just getting those types of things in place. So those would be my three tips.
That's awesome.
Make it your job, get it on the schedule, and look for some easy delivery options to help you eat healthier.
I think that's great, especially for somebody who's making, you know, $100 or more an hour. You know, if you can pay somebody else who's making minimum wage some money to go get your food for you, I think that's a no-brainer, you know, for most of us, that they would want to do that. I think that's that's important. So Susie, you know, we talked about earlier when I read your bio that, you know, you co-authored a couple different books. We only have, we have 5 minutes left total. So really quick, in a nutshell, can you tell me a little bit more about those books and how they may relate to how you work with physicians?
Yes, absolutely. So the first book that I co-authored is called Psych to Be Skinny, How to Stop Emotional Eating, Enjoy Healthy Weight Loss, and Keep It Off for Life. And I co-authored that with a doctor of clinical psychology, and we identified 10 different types of eaters. So we have the bored eater, the anxious eater, the recently dumped eater. And there are different personality types that cause different types of emotional eating. And through my 20-plus years of experience as a dietitian and talking with clients, I can pick up on emotional eating cues by what people say. And so when I'm having a conversation with a physician or another VIP client, I can identify what type of eater they probably are and work to help them overcome those issues with emotions. And then that's where, you know, even referring to you for additional, you know, work with meditation and things like that is very helpful. And then the second book, Start Right Marketing, I was a chapter contributor, and that book went to number one international bestseller, which is super awesome. And the chapter that I wrote is called The Health of Your Business, and that's where I parallel good business practices with good health practices, which is very similar to the three tips that I gave.
Right.
You know, so, you know, put this on your schedule, put that on your schedule. And it's really looking at, you know, the most important asset that you have is your health. And if you aren't taking care of that and if you aren't investing in your health, then all of the other things in your life are not going to prosper.
Right. That is so true. I actually wrote an article called Your Practice is a Reflection of You. And I talk about the fact that all this going on in your personal life reflects into your business and the success of your business. So it's really similar idea.
It is. You know, this is kind of a crazy analogy, but, you know, restaurant reviewers, when they go into a restaurant, most of them, the first thing that they do is they go to the bathroom. And they see how clean or dirty the bathroom is, and that's kind of a reflection on the restaurant. So you can kind of look at it as, you know, how clean or dirty your health is going to reflect on your entire practice.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. So we're starting to run a little bit out of time here. So do you have any events or important announcements you would like to share with our physicians listening in? Is there anything that you have going on? I know you teach a lot of seminars, a lot of workshops. You have a lot of group coaching programs. Is there anything you have coming up you want to share?
I do. Well, first, I just want to give my website out. It's thesusiegarcia.com, and that's so T-H-E, and it's S-U-S-I-E. Garcia.com, and I have an event page on there so you can see events. And I've got I'm a speaker at an event coming up here in the Bay Area weekend of March 21st and 22nd. It's called Lighten Up 2015, and it's a group of different types of healers and practitioners, and I'll be talking about eating for energy, not for emotion. And so that's on my event page on my website. Where someone can register, it would be a great place for physicians to, you know, really take a couple of days and take some time for themselves and get some great inspiration. And they can also fill out the, click on my email, which is on your website, and I would be happy to have a conversation with them about, you know, what does a VIP day and a VIP plan look like to really, you know, get it done for them. So that they can start thriving in their practice.
Okay. Awesome. We have like 1 minute left, so I'm not going to be able to take any callers today, unfortunately, but that's okay. You've given us so much great information today, and I just want to thank you so much for being on my show. And also thanks to all our physicians who are listening in. This show will be available in the archive on Blog Talk Radio, so you can listen to it later. You can send your friends there. Also, if you want to find out more about my Healer to the Doctors program for stress management, burnout prevention, and creating more time for fun, more income, and more happiness in your life and your medical practice, you can go to my website, which is healertothedoctors.com, and that's healertothedoctors.com. And thanks, Susie, and maybe we can have you on again sometime.
That would be great, Kimberly. Thanks so much, and have a happy and healthy day.
Thanks. You too. Looks like we're out of time now. Goodbye, everyone. Have a great day.